about them. Yeah, interviews and articles, and it's just, it's fantastic.
Awesome.
So I thought folks would be interested in that, and it's nice to have a really inclusive sewing resource, because that's kind of rare.
Okay.
I also, another new resource that you can check out, and you can find it in our catalog and place a hold on it if you like, is our virtual reality headset.
Oh.
Is circulating.
Oh, really?
I know, we kind of just like rolled it out really quietly. But it's been popular since we have. I don't know how people even find out about it. And let me tell you, the VR is not just for gamers.
Okay.
We have put some mindfulness and relaxation apps on there. So check it out and get yourself a little bit of calm.
Interesting.
Because I'm sure that a lot of us could use a little bit of calm.
So is this one of those things where I like put it on my face and like connect my cell phone to it? Or
It's all... in the
it's
device.
All okay
yeah.
All
so
right.
You would, it has apps like stored in it,
gotcha,
and that you can access.
Interesting.
Those.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we can always, you know, take recommendations about apps to put on there. The mindfulness apps were loaded at a Patreon request.
I'm gonna check one out, but I'm gonna like hide in my basement when I put it on because I don't I don't want to look ridiculous while I'm just like moving my hands around in midair, but it looks really cool. I want to try it.
It's incredibly cool. My favorite VR experience I did this years ago, I'm sure it's still in there as an option, but is they took 360 cameras onto the International Space Station.
Oh.
And so that, and 360 is 360 cameras are how we actually have those, which you could check out and make your own VR experience. I would love for somebody to try that. You just,
wow.
Yeah. So
you guys have everything.
Everything.
I was something just talking about how I need to come over there and check out Garth Brooks CDs. Can I do that?
We probably do have, considering, Tyler's doing the collecting, so I bet we do.
Okay, cool.
You can ask him if he's listening right now, Tyler. Right. We have lots of CDs. Lots of records.
Yeah.
That's really fun. Yeah. But on the ISS experience, you're kind of, it's reality, right? You feel like you're on the ISS.
That's
and
crazy.
they're in a zero gravity environment.
Yeah.
So when you look down, you're floating.
Wow.
And it's really like, I almost fell out of my chair because I was sort of like, disoriented for a second, because I look down and I'm like, actually
the sensory
hovering.
The sensory experience
really
is like
immersive.
You're floating. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm totally very quietly checking this out.
Okay, totally do it. You don't have to be quiet about it. You can talk about it really loud, actually.
All right.
And another thing that I want to just say how excited we are to announce a grant that we received to create a community cookbook.
Hey, really?
Yes.
Awesome.
This is going to be, it's just called the Northfield Cochina, and it is a collaborative community-created cookbook celebrating and highlighting the culinary arts of the Latino community in Northfield.
Do you think we can get Maria to give up her salsa recipe?
We'll ask.
Okay. All right.
I know. Angelica has ways.
Oh.
So
Angelica. Angelica was on the other day. That is a persuasive woman.
Yes,
no
she
question.
Is.
Yes.
She can get you to say yes to anything.
Yeah.
So we'll see. No promises, though. So we are welcoming community members from across the Latin American diaspora in Northfield to share the recipes, stories, and photographs related to family culinary traditions.
Okay.
This is an incredibly diverse community.
Yeah.
And so local photographer Rio Perez will capture the dishes and their cooks for the cookbook. We're going to do an exhibit of this work. And this will diversify and expand the tradition of the Midwestern Community Cookbook, which is historically published by churches, women's groups, and clubs, by placing Latino recipes in a cookbook that will sit alongside the shelves of cookbooks from throughout Northfield's history. We help elevate and platform Latino stories and etch them into the legacy of Northfield. The recipes will be in both English and Spanish, and we will be releasing a book in October. So thanks very much to Selco, and this is legacy funding that Selco made available to us.
Where do I pre-order that book?
I'll set one aside for you.
Thank you.
I'm really excited about that. We just got news about that yesterday.
That's super exciting. All right, what else?
I am going to share a little bit with you just, and you know, for folks, for their information, if they don't know that this is something that we think about, the library takes patron privacy very seriously.
You know, it's good you bring this up. Both City Administrator Ben Martig and Northfield Chief of Police Jeff Schrepfer have been on really recently to talk about a lot of the phone calls and questions that they're getting. So I'm glad you're bringing this up.
Yeah. So if people aren't aware of what we will and won't do when somebody asks for your information. So, and this is This is backed up in state statute. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm happy to, that's in our policy. If anybody looks at our data privacy policy, we have the section of statute that kind of encapsulate our approach to this. But we will not page you if somebody calls the library for you.
Okay.
So we will not page you over the intercom.
Okay.
We will take a message and we will pass it along if we see you, but we will not announce your presence or reveal that you're in the library to anyone in the building or on the phone.
Okay.
You get to decide who knows where you are and if you want to talk to them. We will not share any information about you that connects you with any activity at the library without a warrant.
Okay.
We will not disclose the books you have checked out, whether you have used a computer, whether you've been there, borrowed a meeting room, or what you've been searching for or asking about, again, without a court order.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is just basic privacy stuff.
Basic privacy stuff, yeah. Right? So yeah. Your stuff is your stuff. The only thing, anything other than your name is private data and can only be released by court order. The exception to this, according to statute, is that a family member or other person who resides with the patron may pick up material on their behalf, unless... And I want to stress this, unless you tell us you don't want anyone else to pick up your holds.
Okay.
Or access your account.
Okay.
If you tell us that, we will respect that and we restrict your information to only you. So
good to know.
Mm-hmm, we will respect your identity, your right to privacy, your preferred name, and your pronouns.
There it is.
We do not ask for information we do not need, and we do not store information we do not need.
Okay. So when we talk about information, what is the information that you do need?
We need to know where you live so that we can communicate with you,
right?
We need to be able to send you mail. We need your contact, phone number, email, however you prefer to be contacted. We need to know what's on your record currently so we can keep track of our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's the borrower agreement, mm-hmm. right? You borrow it, bring it back eventually. Mm-hmm. We can't access your borrowing history. Only you can access your borrowing history.
Okay.
Our computers... We use a software that wipes the computers between sessions. So log out when you leave the computer. If you are concerned at all about anything being stored, we're happy to give you a guest pass that's not connected with your account in any way.
Okay.
But the computers are wiped fully between sessions. So bring a storage device or save your stuff to the cloud because it will not be saved on those computers.
Okay.
Your tabs will not be saved. Your search history will not be saved.
That's good to know.
Mm-hmm. All that information is... erased.
Okay.
I want to stress that, you know, we don't say records we don't need on purpose. That's intentional.
Mm-hmm.
This is for your protection. I cannot produce records that do not exist.
Sure.
Even with a warrant.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's something a lot of people don't know or maybe take for granted, but I want people to feel as safe as they can when using the libraries because libraries are a cornerstone of democracy.
Mm,
and democracy's
indeed.
Future is diminished when people's access to power, information and diversity of voices and the ability to influence policy are restricted. People must be able to freely gather and share ideas and information without fear of intrusion or reprisal.
And the home of the brave.
Right.
Yes. All right. Thank you for sharing that with us, actually, Natalie. That's because that's stuff
just
that
a good reminder, people, right?
Right. So, like, I was going to come over and ask for, first of all, I ask you where Ryan Foley lives. And then ask for, because I know him to be an elephant authority, and I would like to become one, and I want to see what he's reading.
Right?
You're not going to give that to me.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
And if you were law enforcement, I'd say tell it to a judge, Roach.
Okay.
Get a court order, and then we'll talk.
Okay, I don't know any judges, so I'm not going to ask.
Right. One final quick little thing is an art in democracy. Speaking of democracy, we have a community conversation. This is in partnership with an ACE course at Carleton.
Okay.
The Art and Democracy course, aptly named. And we want to discuss with the community how art can help bring a community together. What roles might works of art play in helping us find common ground in Northfield? So join us in the atrium on March 6th at 6.
All right.
That should be easy to remember.
Perfect.
And come and talk to us more about an ongoing conversation we're going to be having this year about democracy.
I'm all about that.
Right on.
Actually, that's great. Fantastic. Natalie Draper, we always love it when you're around, man. Natalie, it's just really good to
see you.
Thank
you so much.
Thanks.